and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Katie's here. Say hello, Katie.
Hiya.
And Woody's here. Say hello, Woody.
All right.
Good stuff. Now, our guest this week. I mean, we've been going a while now. We've had some big names on the show. Uh-huh. Chris Pratt last week. That was huge.
Yeah.
Brendon Urie, big name,
awesome.
Big name. This is probably the most famous person we've ever met. I think that's fair enough to say, isn't it? Like, really, this is a big, big guess. Let's be real.
I think so.
What's the metric?
I think given the level of screaming fans that were outside the building when he was here, yeah. I think if that's any indication alone, former One Direction man, now purveyor of solo acoustic realness, Niall Horan himself was in the building, wasn't he? What a lovely man as well. What a really, really lovely man.
So down to earth, isn't
so it? Down to earth. Great flat cap he had on him as well.
Yes, he did.
Excellent flat cap. You won't be able to hear that, but trust me, it was great flat cap. We had a little chat with him. He also entered the famous Pop Buzz confession booth. A lot of juicy answers. Like,
I really wasn't prepared for it. I thought he'd like hold back a bit more, but he went for it, didn't he?
He lets rip. If you are a One Direction fan, a lot of your questions are going to be answered from the fandom a little bit later on, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's kick things off as we always do with the week's biggest stories in WTF news. What the f*** is happening in the news? First story, how could we talk about anything other than Fyre Festival? Now, if you've been on social media at all this week, this can't have escaped your attention. This was the supposed to be a luxury festival on a tropical island somewhere, organised by Ja Rule, because of course it was organised by Ja Rule.
The legend that is.
And prices were in the tens of thousands of pounds in some cases, but you know, it started off at very, very high-end stuff, and it just all went wrong, didn't it? It all went wrong. Woody, run me through like a couple of things. What caught your eye in terms of the biggest problems? For me, it was the food. Any upping on that?
Yeah, because the food, they were promised like a lavish banquet and they got like a slice of cheese.
Plastic cheese.
I think it was the wild boars attacking people on the beach that really made me...
This was a private island somewhere near the Bahamas. And yes, it in the promo video, it looked like, you know, adorable little piglets. Apparently it was wild boars they were running from on the sand at all times.
It looked like a Survivor of episode for like Instagram fots. That's what kind of... That was kind of the vibe I think I got from that festival.
A secret reality show experiment. Katie, what did you think of the accommodation? Did you see this?
Well, do you know what? I've seen better tents like in my neighbour's back garden than those like hurricane shelter things they put up on the
it
beach.
It did look like a news report of some kind of disaster zone, didn't it? It was really quite horrifying. But it just got worse for them, bless them. So Blink-182 were made the headline. Obviously, they pulled out as soon as they saw what was happening. Mm. Because, you know, I guess they forgot, the organisers, that the internet exists. So just photos emerged everywhere. We all knew what was happening. Memes were going off nonstop. But the stories keep coming. It's just outrageous. So apparently, this is at the time of recording, it may all change like in the next couple of days, who knows? Apparently they're barred from returning next year now.
Sad.
I know, pour some out for the poor Firefest organisers. but apparently they're barred from doing it next year. But at the same time, like, obviously everyone was asking for a refund. Apparently loads of people were saying, like, don't give us a refund, just give us free tickets for next year.
Oh,
so
God.
Now they're
VIP
completely
packages.
Completely screwed. And speaking of VIP, the other big story is obviously all these early adverts for the festival have started emerging that everyone had kind of missed. And they brought in a load of influencers from social media and stuff. So who did we have on there? We had a few models and stuff.
There was like Kendall,
right.
Bella Hadid.
The usual suspects, basically.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Marcus Butler from YouTube.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Who thinks, oh, Marcus Butler's going to that festival? Better pack my bags.
Stick it out.
Better
like a sore thumb.
What?
Marcus Butler on a yacht in the Bahamas. Come join.
All his like 12-year-old fans. Mom, can I have 10 grand, please? Just popping off to the Bahamas.
The thing I want to know, did like throughout all the disaster, did the Wi-Fi go down at all? Because I feel like...
No, they were all still on social, weren't they?
Yeah, because I feel like that would result in death. They all would have died if that had happened.
How would emergency services have known? I feel like it's like, you remember on SNL, Stefan? It's like him listing off the Ultimate Festival. This has everything. It has wild boars, Blink-182, Ja Rule on a yacht, Marcus Butler. It just makes no sense at all.
None.
But basically, best of luck to the Firefest organisers, because I think they're going to need it, because it sounds like lawsuits are mounting as well. So
hook us up with a ticket.
I mean, to be honest, if it happens next year, a live podcast from Fyre Festival, I'd be game.
I am down for that.
If we can get Ja Rule as a guest, I'm so up for it. Let's have it happen. Ja, if you're listening, come through, bring a shanty with you. Now, let's take a complete left turn. There's another story that caught our eye. McDonald's, of course, one of the biggest fast food restaurants in the world. You all know who they are. I've always thought when I'm eating my McDonald's, why am I picking up these fries? Why am I using my fingers? There's got to be a better way. Mm. They've got you covered. They've invented a French fries fork called, if you can believe this, the frock. You see what they did there? You see what they did there? That is wordplay of the highest order. But yeah, they've launched this, and there's like, it looks like a parody commercial, but apparently it's a real product. Like, they're aware it's a stupid thing, but basically it's like a small piece of red plastic, and you just shove three French fries in the top of it, and you're supposed to be able to lift things.
What the hell?
That's not going to sustain a nugget, surely.
What have they been putting in their McFlurries? Like, what kind of half-baked idea is this?
That's not Smarties. That's not M&M's in there, mate.
Let's give them a piece of plastic and get them to put some fries on the end. That'll do.
People are hyped, though. People are really up for it.
It's like adding two steps to the process of eating your chips, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not even convenient, is it? So what's the point?
Yeah, you are making it more difficult for yourself to eat this. Plus, I don't understand. Like I say, like, you can't lift anything with that. It's going to crumble immediately. And when you go and take the bite, you're going to eat it off anyway. So I've got to keep reloading this fork like some kind of idiot.
I think this is stupid.
It makes no sense, but people are wanting it. And you can apparently get them online. It's like this big promotion. They're going to be giving them out free in some stores.
This would
stuff.
Get nowhere on Dragon's Den, would it?
No. Absolutely
nowhere.
Nothing.
I would not invest.
It's typical Dragon's Den. It's a solution to a problem that did not exist.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the kids of the world if that's what they're getting in their Happy Meals.
Well, let's be clear.
I used to get great toys. Yeah, they get a piece of plastic, which they have to throw some fries on the end. Mate, I mean, you've got the raw end of the deal.
Look, we can't all have lived through the golden age of Disney-based Happy Meals, okay? They can take what they're given. It's going to be a nice thing. But speaking of all things potato-related, it's time to lead on.
Nice.
You'll see the link. It's time to lead on to this week's political coverage. Yes, it's the return of Snaps or Craps, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Now, if you missed this last week, basically, over here in the UK, there is a Snap general election that has been called for June the 8th. It's coming up. It's coming at us fast. And so every week, we're going to look at the most WTF election-themed news story and just analyze and basically decide if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Are we giving it snaps or are we giving it crap? So, speaking on this potato theme, Theresa May, our Prime Minister, she went out. She's campaigning, obviously. She went to do a little photo opportunity. And basically, it was in Cornwall, and she got spotted eating some chips. If you've not seen this photo, I suggest you Google it immediately, because it is a sight to behold. Bless her. She's been caught at the worst possible angle, eating chips, just looking incredibly confused about how you do it. She's got a cup of coffee in her hand as well. It's already been memeified. We saw a great one today of her with a cigarette thrown in her mouth and a can of very, very strong lager.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a sight to behold. Basically, everyone is mocking the Prime Minister for looking stupid while eating some chips. I guess my question is, does it matter, Woody? Is it going to affect the way you vote, the fact that the Prime Minister is currently looking like an idiot?
Although I feel like there's some beautiful karma following what happened to Ed Miliband at the last election.
Of course, fill us in on that.
Former Labour leader who was caught eating a bacon sandwich rather haphazardly.
To say the least.
Yeah, and people kind of made fun of him, saying he was like weak. He showed he wasn't like a proper leader. And unfortunately for Theresa May, the whole Chipgate thing kind of adds to her robotic, charmless kind of persona. That
other opinions are available. Other opinions are available.
As portrayed by the press, not
myself.
Of course. So I don't think it helps her cause, to be honest.
To be fair, this is the interesting thing though as well. You say Ed Miliband, like, you say the words Ed Miliband to your random person on the street, they're going to say bacon sandwich. It stuck to him, that story. It really did. Katie, do you think that Theresa's going to be able to escape the world of chips?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what's disturbing is the fact that she was drinking a coffee while eating chips.
Ooh. Yeah, what the hell was that?
What?
Odd combo.
On earth.
Yeah, that is a really, really surreal combo.
Saw it out, Theresa.
Has she lost touch with the common man because of her chip eating abilities? I mean, yeah, it's the story that's everywhere. I mean, we've got to come to a decision here somewhere. So basically, Theresa May not being able to eat chips, is that a bad thing or do we not care is what I'm going with here? So if it's snaps, that's then we don't really care. We think it doesn't really matter. If it's craps, then I mean she's damned with her chip gateness. What are we thinking,
I'm
guys?
Saying
what are you voting?
Snaps. I just like it when politicians are embarrassed in public.
You're giving it snaps. You're giving it sorry snaps.
Yes. I don't care what side of the political persuasion.
You know what? Just,
it's
just
always
let
good.
Teresa live.
Let Teresa live.
Just let her live.
Teresa, you
poor
keep
woman.
Doing Teresa. Let's give it some snaps. We like the story. We like the story. You keep eating those chips all you want to, Teresa. All right, well, that's the biggest stories on the site for us this week. If you want to read more about those, then get on the website. It's popbuzz.co.uk. And let us know what you think over on our Twitter and Facebook pages. We're back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, you know him from One Direction, you know him from his solo material, and you know him from being undoubtedly Ireland's finest golfing talent today. Here he is. Niall Horan's with us, everybody. Take that well, Rory. I'm sure you take that well. How are you, sir? Welcome back, we should say. New single, man. This is very exciting time. Slow Hands. Now, last time when this town was out, you were like, right, it's sort of the beginning, but maybe it's just a little taster. Are we in the era of solo Niall now? Is it happening?
For the moment it is, yeah.
Okay.
I've been working on the album for a while.
Yeah.
And that's been good fun, so I'm excited to just get out there and do shows now.
Beautiful.
I'm pretty sick of the studio.
I can imagine. You're out in the real world. It's an amazing thing.
I'm a real boy.
And in terms of the album, we know some of the people you've been working with, like Greg Kirsten, he's in the band and all that stuff.
Greg's been great.
Who else have you been working with?
A guy called Jakeer King. He produced, like, probably most famous for Only by Night album by Kings Leon.
Oh, very nice.
Did James Bay's album.
Ooh,
so, like, I've been working with him, and I've gone back to my roots with the boys who did the 1D stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's been great. And it's been a really fun time working with Greg Kirsten was amazing. He's one of the most.
He's a big dude these days, man. This is it. You can command this star power now.
Yes.
Star yourself and kicking it all up. It's great. But we were thinking earlier today, because obviously the 1D days, the fans are known as directioners. Obviously.
Yep.
What's going to be the solo fandom name for you now?
I don't know. I hope it's Niall Horan fans.
I feel that's a bit simple. It's a little bit simple.
I'm hoping it's something along those lines. Yeah, Niall Horan, fans of Niall Horan.
I was thinking annihilators. Is that too convoluted as a pun?
I don't want to say anything in case it catches on, so I'm going to leave it to you.
Dear God. Okay,
it starts
any
here.
Any suggestions?
I like that one.
Okay. The annihilators. I'm going to allow that. We're going to make it start. Live shows coming. You did a couple of appearances here and there. You're going to
I've done a few bits and pieces, but I only had one song, so it was kind of like, song was finished after 3 minutes and then it was gone, and it was kind of like, I remember one time I travelled to Toronto from LA. It took me 4.5 hours to get there. I was there for half an hour and I left.
Oh, bless you.
And it was just like, I'm glad I went, but I wish I had more tunes when I was there.
You got two now. That's double the time.
I got two now. Yeah, so hopefully, just, there we go.
Six minutes.
That's just 6.5 and 7 minutes. And I'll get out of that.
Just the new way. It's going to be a tour after every single. Just keep building that show up slowly, step by step. That's what we want to see. A lot of collab rumours online. We've heard these. Chainsmokers. Is there anything actually happening there?
I don't know where the boys. I would love to do. Chainsmokers are great.
Good lads, we've had them before.
Great
lads, and I know them quite well. And I'm sure if we ever got the chance, I'd love to at least write with them.
Okay, cool.
I think my stuff might be a little bit, you know, far away from their stuff.
An EDM remix.
Look, saying that, Coldplay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lie, actually, from me. I shouldn't have said that. But they're great guys, and I would love to, you know, at least write with them, and that'd be great. What else have you heard?
Well, Shawn Mendes is the other obvious one.
Shawn Mendes, we're good mates, and, you know, if we ever get the chance to, you know, he's on tour here now.
Yeah, of course.
I go to America this week. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's back and forth. We've spent a couple of days together.
Busy lads, this is it.
Busy men. And we'd obviously love to, but, you know, it's great. Do you know what? It was great. Sean's new song. He's got a new song out, Holding Me Back.
Yep.
He played it to me. He wrote it the day before the Grammys, and he played it to me. He had a demo, and he played it to me in the car. And we were driving up to my house, and we were going to watch the Grammys at my house. And he played it to me in the car. He was like, man, I really like this song. I wrote this yesterday. And then he posted a picture on Instagram last week of the cover of his new single, and I sent him a voice note of me singing the song. I'd remembered it. I just remembered it saying "Holding Me Back."
Oh wow!
On his phone.
It was that catchy.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I mean, there's an endorsement if ever there was one. Like from the first listen, it's in the head. Yeah. Like that. And obviously, you know, the other 1D boys, they're doing their own thing as well.
Great,
to see how much had you heard the Harry song before it dropped?
No.
Like, wow.
Yeah, Harry's been inconspicuous. I can understand why though, because we all don't like to play our stuff to each other until it's perfectly finished. Because the final productions and stuff make such a difference.
Oh, of course.
And we're all very like perfectionists, and I didn't hear Harry's stuff, but like I'm sure, you know, I'm sure. I think he's in America. Yeah, because he's going to be on. He's got a cordon, I think, for the week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
So I'll probably see him next week and hopefully hear
some
of the album. Same with the other boys.
So there's been no like group chat discussions. Like, guys, can you remember how to do this in the studio? Because
we're the perfect people to play each other's songs to, though. Because we always spend time bringing songs to each other for the band.
Of course.
So we're like, I don't like that. I like this. You know, it's which is you know if the boys don't back you, no one's going to back you. Really, are they?
Very true. Yeah, so
it's good. We're in good nick.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds it, man. It's all nice to see all in these different directions. Oh, yeah. Pun intended. Didn't even mean to do it. More coming up from Niall in just a second as he enters the dreaded Pop Buzz confession booth. I swear to God, the revelations you get in this one. This is one of the best confession booths, if not the best we've ever done. You've really, really got to keep listening to this one. We absolutely loved having him in. But first, just want to say, if you're enjoying this week's episode, you might want to subscribe, guys. You can get us over on iTunes, over on Audio Boom, over on SoundCloud, basically anywhere you get a podcast. Go and subscribe and you can listen to all our previous episodes. What guests have we had on previous episodes, guys? Katie, go!
Scott Eastwood.
Chris Pratt.
Zoe Saldana.
Ollie Alexander.
The Chainsmokers.
Oh,
Dua Lipa.
Very good.
Sarah Larson.
Yes.
Other people.
Oh, come on!
I got Noah Cyrus.
There we go. That's too late. You've already dropped
four
out.
Boys.
You already dropped out,
four
mate.
Four boys.
They've been up all night. They've no sleep.
I always go with Dua Lipa as well.
There you go. The Vamps, Brendan Urie, Joe Lycett, Jamie from I Wrote a Porno,
Carmen Carrera,
Ashley Dunn and Jesse Cale. Yeah, there's been loads and loads of people. So yeah, if you want to listen to those, just go back and find us on iTunes and SoundCloud and basically anywhere you get a podcast and hit subscribe and it will drop in your inbox the minute it is done. Now, back to Niall. Now we're going to play a little game with you, Niall. This is a game we play with everyone. It is called the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. Please don't look scared. It's going to be fine.
Right?
So, as you might expect, we have a series of slightly probing questions. And we just want you to be as honest as you can, mate.
All right.
You're an honest guy.
Go on, then.
No, you're an honest guy. We need to get into character, though, because we do this proper confession booth style.
So,
unfortunately, we have Sister Katie and Father Woody in the corner here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. It's taking you back to your roots here. This is good stuff. So, first of all, we should ask Niall, when did you last come to confession? When did you last come to confess? Has it been a while?
Like actual church confessions?
Well, I mean, take that question. You're the only person who'll give me an honest answer to that question ever, to be honest. Most people just make it up, but I'm not going to pry on your personal life.
Probably would have been... What's third year? So it would have been 15.
Oh, wow.
A lot of confessing
to
do.
A lot to confess.
Is there, okay.
Fortunately, we have the questions ready.
I'm probably going to give the same answers as it is my own day. I didn't do my homework.
This is it. It's all going to come. Right, Father Woody, why don't you take away with the first question here? Let's see what's
happening. All right. What was your first email address?
Oh, this is... hilarious. Probably the best first email address of all time.
Oh, here we go.
I went to visit my cousins live in Luton, and I went to visit them when I was younger. Like, and I wanted to like stay in contact with them when I went back to remember like it was like MSN.
Oh yeah.
So I got my cousin who was a few years older than me to set this email address up, and it was da_pimp_is_here.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was.
Yahoo. Amazing.
The pimp is here.
The pimp is here. Is that the album title? Is this
actually. Sorry. If I can fit it across the top.
With the underscores.
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I was 13.
The pimp is here.
The pimp is here. Here I am, coming in with my cane in hand.
I'm changing my Twitter name for that.
I like that.
Definitely.
Hashtag the pimp is here. Let's
That's
get it.
Embarrassment. And I had that for ages. I think I might have even like. audition for the X Factor with that email.
Tell me it's not still active, or we're gonna see many things coming through now.
No, I don't think it is. That was shut down a long time ago.
Dig that out in 10 years, and you'll find a multitude of messages.
I'd love to see that.
Oh man!
Right, we're talking of embarrassing things. What is the most embarrassing thing in your web browser history?
Ooh. Web browser history.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do look at that. Like, I must do. You know, when I've had a few beers, I'd Google the most weird, like the strangest thing. Like, what was it? What did I see? I don't know. Like, web browser. What's the most embarrassing thing in like my web browser?
What could it be?
I'm trying to think. Are you trying not to incriminate yourself?
No, I know it's not. It's just like stupid stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, Googling. Like, I don't know. Oh, this is such a hard question. This actually is, because now I like.
Now you're thinking about it. Now you're going to check it.
Thanks, sure. Yeah. Let me have a look.
This is it.
While we have time, while we're here.
This is it.
Let's do another one, and
then
we'll come back.
Let's move on to the next one and mull it over. All right,
I think this one's a bit easier. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great question. Either Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Ooh.
Or probably like... Selena Gomez.
Oh, fair play.
Yeah.
Fair dues.
Of that era.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, what a throwback.
There it is.
That's a
good
one.
Nostalgia. It's right there. All right, next up, what we got?
All right, what is the biggest lie you've ever told?
Biggest lie I've ever told?
Biggest lie.
Oh, not much. I'm not one to lie, to be honest. I'm kind of allergic to lying.
Like, is that a lie?
Maybe it is, I don't know.
Caught in a trap.
I probably told, like, unbelievable lies, but none that, like, when you're put on the spot and you're asked what's the best lie you've told, like, or the worst, it's hard to come up with answers. Like, this
fair enough. This is why
it's a terrible question.
Maybe it's the question. Yeah.
This is how your nice guy persona has lasted this long. It's just like I can't
I
even remember the
lies.
There's nothing there.
Okay, what was your first, Robert? What was your worst fashion choice? You know, have you ever gone for some flares? Tried a perm out one day?
Yeah, sure.
Everyone went through that phase of those Top Man t-shirts back in the day when it used to like go down in like a V, and the sleeves were like had like a white trim on it. It could have been like bright pink. The sleeves had a white trim, and that the neckline had a white trim, like some dodgy like khaki pants or whatever, and like.
Sounds like a look.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it was great. I'm into it.
I still rock that.
Let's bring it back.
All right, Katie, let's go for the last one.
Right,
then,
last question. Who cried the most in One Direction?
Who cried the most?
Who cried the most?
Jesus, that's a good question. That. they always used to take the mick out of me for like crying on the X Factor at the time when they showed the clip of us leaving and then we got brought back on stage. Balling. Who cried the most? Harry was a bit teary. Harold was a bit teary.
He looks like a crier.
Yeah. You know what? Real men are good criers.
Damn right. Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you,
let it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got home to watch The Notebook now, so I'll see you later.
What an evening, what a plan. We should say, actually, as well, with the boys, I mean, we love them, you love them.
Yes, we do.
Anything you don't miss? Were there any bad habits on tour?
Like, Louis on a tour bus was, like, my worst nightmare. I'm quite quite of, like, the OCD.
Oh, right.
You know, and we'd be on the tour bus for 6 weeks at a time or whatever, and Louis just had this like junk bunk. There was like a spare bunk, and it was basically just for Louis' crap.
Oh no.
So it'd be like his football gear, his boots, like thousands of games from PlayStations outside, like with the discs out. So there was discs everywhere and covers everywhere.
Chaos.
Yeah, but that's probably. Yeah, I don't miss, yeah.
That would drive me mad.
Yeah, I'm a bit...
Well, anyway, I think you've passed the confession booth there.
Yeah, well done.
Well, thanks very much.
Lovely to see you, Matt. Best of luck with the single and everything. I hope
to see you.
We'll see you soon back on live shows and all that kind of stuff later in the year. Exciting stuff. Niall Horan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What a man. Niall Horan, ladies and gentlemen.
What a man.
Niall. I didn't want to say it, but I think he's my favourite.
Genuinely, what a lovely, lovely man. Like, you cannot fault that guy. Very down to earth. He's had probably the maddest last few years in One Direction, and he was just such a sweet bloke and very open and some hilarious answers. Da Pimp _. Like, that email is just absolutely hysterical.
And you know what? He smells nice.
That's crucial. That's crucial. Yeah. Are any scents going through the earphones right now to you, podcast listeners? I bet they are. That's about it for this week, guys. Just time to check in with DJ Woody in the corner here. What is your banger of the week, Woody?
Mate, it's the comeback of Kiera.
Oh, very nice.
You remember her, don't you?
Yes.
The bleepy girl.
That's how she's best remembered, of course, as the bleepy girl.
Yeah, bleepcore. That's what we'll go with.
She's
back with Whippin', featuring Felix Snow. And it's just like, it's just a banger.
Yeah, do you want to turn your phone off when we're in the middle of doing a podcast, my boy?
Sorry, I'm messaging Niall.
Excellent.
I can't help that.
Excellent save. Hey, it's important times. He's our best friend now on the show. You've got to keep in touch. All right, well, you can hear that track over on Pop Buzz Radio right now. You just go on the website and you click in the top right-hand corner for that and loads more great stuff we've got on the playlist right now. And that's about it for this week, guys. We'll be back next week with another great guest and all the latest news stories. Until then, please do subscribe over on iTunes, over on Audio Boom, over on SoundCloud, and basically anywhere you find a podcast. Plus, check out who we've been chatting to over on our Twitter and Facebook pages. But until next week, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.